There are times in a relationship when your spouse is on a need-to-know basis. Like when I get home from shopping on Black Friday, Charlie doesn't need to know about every bargain I found or about all the money I spent. Charlie doesn't need to know if my friend Dot is irritated with his friend Tommy or about that little dent in the bumper of my car. I don't need to know every time Charlie and the boys drop by the Busy Bee for a Big Boy Bacon Burger, you know, the one they call the Other Woman, because it's so good you have to sneak around to have it. And I don't need to know how Charlie is getting rid of the mice who invite themselves to dinner in our double wide this time of year. I mean, I know, but I don't want to see it. And before you start, we tried those little have-a-heart traps, and they don't work. Charlie calls them mouse relocation devices, or the boomerangs, because those little varmints return lickety-split with reinforcements. Here's Charlie's latest.
When critters think to move indoors. November's here, and all around, leaves are gathering on the ground. Me, I think of all my chores, and field mice think to come indoors. Where, of course, it's much less chillier, but don't let them get too familiar, moving in to set up shop and prowl around your countertop. Bananas, we keep 'em in a bowl, and though the mice don't eat 'em whole, we've lately spotted on their skin these little nibbles where they've been. Ah, you may think mice are fine, but that is where I draw the line. Be like all them Pollyannas, but don't mess with my bananas. That mouse'll show, I predictor, time to load my trusty Victor mousetrap with some peanut butter, chunky for my midnight strutter. It's nothing that I like to do, but hey, it's either me or you. Blast the trumpet, sound the gong, the winter's mice-capades are on. Guess what else has come inside our happy little double wide? Man, I swear ya, they're everywhere, and numb as slugs, stink bugs. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.